Muncy, first Seager, now Turner, Cody Bellinger. Mookie Betts has done it again.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Renegade. I don't hold back on my enemy.
That's well hit. And it's a grand slam home run.
This is Morongo Casino World Champion Dodgers on deck.
Back to back, bottom of the first. Betts leaps and makes the catch.
There is no mission impossible. How could you stop the unstoppable?
Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
UCLA Health.
Keeping you on top of your game.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
That's back at the wall and that's gone. The fourth home run of the night for the Dodgers.
Children's Hospital LA.
From colds to cancer, we got this.
Jim Beam.
Official bourbon of the LA Dodgers.
And your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
Now with a pregame look at your World Series champion Dodgers.
Champions of baseball.
Here's your host, Tim Cates.
Hi, everybody, and welcome in to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. Hope you are well, Dodger fans. Your world champion Dodgers, 35 wins, 25 losses after dropping 2-3 in Atlanta over the weekend to start the road trip. The Dodgers went into Pittsburgh last night and took the opener from the Pirates. Tonight, they look to do it again with Tony Gonsolin making his 2021 debut. Fresh off the injured list, he gets the start. First pitch from PNC Park is coming up at 4:05. Coming up over the next hour here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Tim Nevert and Rick Monday out of the broadcast booth in just a couple of minutes. We'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll check in with Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel. That's coming up in about 45 minutes. We'll get you a preview of this pitching matchup. We'll have your chance to play the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. Kirsten Watson and David Vasse will join us throughout the show as well. Well, last night in Pittsburgh, the Dodgers outlasted the Pirates and the rain to get a win. After a 30-minute rain delay to start the game, the Dodgers and Pirates got underway. Walker Buehler was fantastic. Seven shutout innings. He scattered just two hits along the way while striking out two. He retired the final 13 batters that he faced. Buehler actually gave up a home run to Ryan Hayes in the first, but Hayes was called out for not touching first base while running around the bases in celebration, so it didn't count. Pirates rookie JT Brubaker shut out the Dodgers through the first four innings, but he couldn't make it out of the fifth. That's when the Dodgers' bats came alive. Gavin Lux, a single to right center. He got all the way to the third on an error. The next batter, A.J. Pollock, an RBI double to center. The Dodgers were up 1-0. Two batters later, Mookie Betts.
1-1 pitch. And Betts hits the ball high in the air to right center field. Back goes Reynolds to the track. He dives. He won't get it. It bounces off the wall. Pollock comes in to score. Mookie around second. He's on his way to third, and he is in with an RBI triple. Mookie Betts makes it 2-0 with his second triple of the season.
Mookie Betts with the triple to right center. Dodgers up 2-0 after a pitching change. Max Muncy wasted no time adding to the Dodgers' lead with an RBI single to right. Dodgers up 3-0. Then in the sixth, the Dodgers really piled it on the Pirates. Will Smith, a one-out single to center. That brought up CT3.
1-0 pitch, and this ball is hammered by Taylor. Deep left center, way back and gone. Chris Taylor with a home run, his eighth of the year. An absolute no-doubter. And Chris Taylor just smashes this one deep over the north side notch at PNC Park.
A two-run shot from Chris Taylor, his eighth of the year. That's the top-tier play of the game. Brought to you by Arco, quality top-tier gas for less. Dodgers a 5-0 lead. Walker Buehler, he went the seven shutout innings. He gave way to Joe Kelly, who gave up a run in the eighth. Nate Jones started the ninth and gave up a pair of solo home runs. The Dodgers' lead was down to 5-3. So Dave Roberts called on Kenley Jansen to get the final out, and he did. Dodgers make the Pirates walk the plank with a 5-3 win. Walker Buehler now 5-0 on this season. Kenley Jansen, his 13th save of this season with the win. The Dodgers again 10 games over 500 on the season. Tonight, the middle game of this three-game series from Pittsburgh. Tony Gonsolin, fresh off the IL, gets the start. His first of the year. First pitch from Pittsburgh coming up at 4:05. And with more, we welcome in Tim Nevert and Rick Monday. Guys!
Thank you very much, Tim. The skies over PNC Park much different than they were 24 hours ago when the tarp was on the field. And we had a half hour delay to the start of the game. No threat of that action here tonight as the Dodgers take on the Pirates in game two of this three-game set. Dodgers taking the opener by a 5-3 score. And with the Giants losing to the Rangers in extra innings already this afternoon, the Dodgers start tonight 2.5 back and a chance to pick up another half game with a victory. It'll be the debut of 2021 for Tony Gonsolin as the Catman is released against the Pirates tonight. And former San Francisco Giant left-hander Tyler Anderson will pitch against the Dodgers. Justin Turner, by the way, Rick, has big numbers against Anderson. He's 15 for 31, hitting .484 against him, so he's probably going to the plate licking his chops.
And he's
going
to bat third in that lineup. Maybe we can drop him down, have him come back again, maybe hitting sixth and also ninth in the lineup, too. Might as well have him bat a number of times. But this Dodger ball club, Tim, they got off on the right foot last night. Oh, they were blanked in the first inning. They went 1-2-3. However, when Walker Buehler took the mound in the bottom half of the first inning, the second batter, Hayes, hit what appeared to be a home run. He missed first base. He did not touch them all. Dodgers very alertly made the appeal play, and you talk about, well, first it's a home run, then it's not a home run, and how big of a breather was that for Walker Buehler, because he thought he was going to be down 1-0. Turns out, well, it was just an out on the appeal. Dodgers go on and win it by a score 5-3.
And as it turned out, Walker Buehler had just as many hits as he allowed in seven innings pitched.
Yeah, he had a couple of base hits on top of it, but for Buehler to stretch it out and go seven innings, yes, the Dodgers had to go to the bullpen. Nate Jones could not complete the ninth inning. He gave up a couple of home runs in the two-thirds innings, but then Jansen had been warming up. He comes in and gets the gift save on that end of it. But for Buehler to go seven innings, my point being, no runs, just two hits he allowed, and it gave the bullpen at least a refreshing course, and they'd like to be able to do it tonight. But with Gonsolin, we'll talk about him a little bit later on, he's been stretched out to 70-plus pitches, but you expect the bullpen is going to see some action tonight. The question is, how many innings will the bullpen need to pick up?
Albert Pujols in the lineup. Max Muncy is not. Muncy says his ankle is sore. He's not even sure if it's a sprain or not, but he is out of the lineup, is available off the bench. Albert Pujols has absolutely tormented the Pittsburgh Pirates, especially at PNC Park throughout his career. He is a .376 career hitter there. That's the highest average by any opponent at that ballpark. He also has the highest career OPS there at 1,113.
Yeah, so Taylor will bat in the number two spot. He'll be at second base. As you mentioned, Pujols is going to be at first, and then Pollock will be in left. Will Smith doing the catching tonight. So pretty much kind of the normal lineup. But the question is also with Muncy, as you mentioned, they're not certain with the right ankle. They say it's not a sprain. They don't know exactly what it is, and yet they are projecting him to be in the lineup tomorrow in the finale of this rather brief road trip. And that's going to be an early start, so there's not going to be a whole lot of time for Muncy tomorrow to get treatment on that ankle in order to play the game.
Breakfast and baseball tomorrow, 9:35 Pacific time start time. But some business to take care of tonight at PNC Park as the Dodgers look for another win over the Pirates in game two. Tim?
All right, thanks very much, Tim. Coming up here, I'm Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. We'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We'll hear from Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel. We'll check in with David Van Say throughout the show. We're going to break down this pitching matchup tonight with Tony Gonsolin making his 2021 debut, fresh off the injured list. We're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. But up next, Kirsten Watson checks in, leading you up to Dodgers and Pirates from Pittsburgh. I'm Tim Kay. Thanks for being with us, the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Pirates. Tony Gonsolin making his 2021 debut. Tyler Anderson going for the Pittsburgh Pirates. First pitch from PNC Park coming up at 4:05.
Fly ball to center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone. A home run.
The best drive of the game. Brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
And at the plate, A.J. Pollock. One out. The pitch. And A.J. hits it in the air to center field and deep. Going back. Reynolds, he dives. He won't get it. Lux comes in to score. Rounding first and making his way to second is A.J. Pollock, and the Dodgers strike first. It's 1-0.
A.J. Pollock with the RBI double in the fifth as the Dodgers go on to beat the Pirates last night 5-3. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call them at 800-498-7000, 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us before the Dodgers and Pirates game two of this three-game set from Pittsburgh, brought to you by Cars for Kids. And Kirsten, the Catman, is on the prowl. Tony Gonsolin's making his season debut.
Yeah, it's so crazy to think that. He went on the injured list on April 1st. And so, you know, coming back now, finally getting back out there, being a part of this starting rotation, I was thinking back earlier today to a conversation with Dave Roberts in spring training. And when he was talking about Tony, and this was after he decided that he was going to be coming out of the bullpen, when he was talking about him, he was saying that, you know, there was something really going to be special about this season for him. And so I asked him today, you know, like, what have you seen? Obviously, you don't have the same body of work because he's been injured, but what have you been seeing from him? And he was saying that as far as the mindset and the mentality of Tony, it's really good. He's in a good spot. But for him to get back healthy and just kind of that's where the focus is. And so there is still, I think, an excitement around him of him now joining, being back into this rotation. We obviously know what he can do. He's been built up to 75 pitches just coming back from the IL. So it's great to have someone who will be back in there, who will help take a load off of the bullpen, but also will help out the starters, because then if the bullpen is in a better position, it just has an overall impact. So really exciting to get Tony back out there. I feel like I've been waiting for like a cat day, you know, a cat day. I haven't been able to experience one with you guys, so this is my first, and I'm excited. I can't wait to see all the cat shirts come out. So it'll be a good one.
Yeah, first pitch coming up at 4:05. Max Muncy, though, not in the lineup, but it's something we expected, right?
Yes. So yesterday, Dave Roberts told us that he obviously was in the lineup last night. He said he was going to be off today and then back in there tomorrow. For most of that, the plan was because he wanted Albert at first, and that would then move Max to second. But Max hasn't been feeling as comfortable moving laterally with his ankle. And today, Max Muncy shared with us that the soreness is still there, and it's not necessarily a sprained ankle. They don't really know what it is, per se. When he was coming off of the field in Atlanta, it just kind of gave out on him, and so it is something that is still giving a bit of soreness for him. He's working through it. He does have a high pain tolerance, but it is something that he's going to have to keep watching.
And quickly, another day, another update on Corey Seager.
Yeah, so today Dave Roberts said that he threw across the diamond, did some work in the cage, so doesn't know when he's going to, what date will be where he starts taking two-handed swings. But I think when you just hear with each update, it's just a sign that he's moving in the right direction. And that is, I think, really just the biggest part and the best news there. And we just there's just more reinforcements coming in day by day. With, of course, we had AJ Pollock a few days ago, Tony Gonsolin today being reactivated, getting the start. So it's next, we know it'll be Corey. And I think it's happening sooner than later, which is great to hear.
It is great to hear all these guys coming back slowly but surely. Kirsten, great stuff. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Now be a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is by donating online at carsforkids.org or give them a call, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll preview this pitching matchup. We'll hear from Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel, but up next, we'll get you more of an injury report, and we'll hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We're leading up to Dodgers and Pirates from Pittsburgh. First pitch at 4:05. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Pirates, Tony Gonsolin, Tyler Anderson, the pitching matchup. First pitch from Pittsburgh coming up shortly.
This is the LA Dodgers Injury Report.
Presented by UCLA Health, keeping you off the injured list. Well, the Dodgers are starting to get healthy. We're seeing Tony Gonsolin come off the IL earlier today. He is back after not pitching in any games because of shoulder inflammation. Garrett Clevenger on the IL with the left elbow inflammation. Scott Alexander on the IL. He is on there with shoulder inflammation as well. The Dodgers' Corey Seager, well, he's on the IL with the fractured right hand, but he's with the team. And as Kirsten mentioned, he is starting to take some ground balls and starting to do more and more baseball activities. David Vasse mentioned yesterday, and we'll get more of an update later with Dave, that Corey Seager could be back before the All-Star break. Corey Knebel on the 60-day IL. Edwin Rios and Dustin May both done for the year. Let's go back out to PNC Park in Pittsburgh, and let's hear from Dodger skipper Dave Roberts after the game last night.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure...
In the dugout with Dave Roberts.
The Hayes home run that was then overturned, was that something Chris Taylor mentioned Austin saw it? How quickly is that then communicated to you all? And did you see it in the moment as well?
I saw him reach for the bag, but I was kind of more towards home plate, so I couldn't really tell. But
Austin and Clayton were more down at the end of the dugout, so they had a better vantage point. So those guys, Austin in particular, get credit for getting Chad Chop, the replay guy, on that one. So that was a big play. You know, I think that that allowed Walker to settle into that game and have an efficient first.
Dave, when you hear that from Austin and Clayton, are you thinking, are you serious? That can't be true.
No, not at all. I think the thing with our guys is they watch the game. They use their eyes, and it's good when you have not only talented players, but smart players and guys that watch the baseball game. So it's a credit to those guys that they're watching the game and little things like that. So not surprised, but it was a big play, a big catch by Barnsey.
Yeah, Dave, you hit the 60-game mark with 8 fewer wins than a year ago. Where do you feel, or how do you feel about where the team stands this year versus last year? And is there any point in comparing the two?
I don't think there's any point in comparing the two. Last year was a 60-game season. This year is 162. I think where we're at right now, obviously we'd like to be leading the standings. We're not. Like I said earlier, our best baseball, in my opinion, is yet to come. And so, yeah, we're fortunate that it's 162, but we knew that going into the season. So just got to continue to get better each night.
I won't use the phrase sense of urgency, but is there a different feeling about the season from the start to now because there's 162?
Absolutely. And every game is important. We try to win every single baseball game, but the truth is it's a longer season. And to play every game like it's game 7, or I think last year every game meant 2.5 or whatever the number, it's not the case this year. So we're still trying to play to win. But again, it's not 60 games.
All right, there's manager Dave Roberts after the game last night. We have hit the 60-game mark of this season. The Dodgers and Pirates' first pitch scheduled for 4:05. We're now hearing this game will get pushed back because of weather and rain in the area that is coming through Pittsburgh here shortly. So rather than start the game and stop it and then restart it again and affect both the starting pitchers, they are just going to wait. And so first pitch is being delayed until 5 o'clock Pacific. That is when they're targeting now, 5 o'clock Pacific first pitch. Pitch Dodgers and Pirates from PNC Park. Guys, lose up to 18 pounds in your first month with a plan designed for men. How? Just go to NutriSystem.com/baseball today. That's NutriSystem.com/baseball. When we continue here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with David Vasse as we lead you up to a rain-delayed first pitch. Dodgers and Pirates from Pittsburgh. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading you up to Dodgers and Pirates, Morongo Casino. Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino is the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Tony Gonsolin off the injured list will make his first start here in 2021. Tyler Anderson scheduled to go for the Pirates. First pitch from Pittsburgh's coming up soon.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on Deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider, David Vasse.
All right, Dave, I guess it's the beauty of the East Coast. The weather in the summer times, it's hot and humid, late afternoon, early evening, you get thunderstorms. And again, the weather is playing havoc in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, we just got a text from Dodgers PR man Juan Dorado in Pittsburgh that said this game is going to be delayed, and it looks like first pitch will be around 5 o'clock Pacific time, maybe a little bit sooner. But that's the way it goes in Pittsburgh, Tim, as we have found out over the years. The rain comes and goes, and a lot of times it may be raining around the ballpark, but doesn't hit the ballpark itself. And it's bringing back a lot of, how should I say this, not great memories of being in PNC Park with the Dodgers. It's weird, at the PNC press box, You have the field in front of you, great skyline of downtown Pittsburgh, and in the back of the press box, there's a window to another side of the city. And a lot of times you'll be wondering, why is there a rain delay when there is no rain falling at PNC Park? And yeah. then they'll tell you to go check out the back window, and it's pouring back there. So those are the weather dynamics of PNC Park and where it's situated in that city.
Unbelievable. So sounds like we will have a delay first pitch. Maybe at 5, a little sooner. We'll keep you updated right here on Dodgers on Deck as far as when first pitch will come. Max Muncy, not in the lineup, Dave, but you had a chance to talk to him earlier.
Yeah, the reason why he's not in the lineup is because Albert Pujols is starting at first base. And as you've seen, since Pujols has come over to the Dodgers, it's no problem. The Dodgers just slide Muncy over to second base. But ever since he hurt his right ankle in Atlanta, it's been bothersome. And he actually said that he didn't feel comfortable, nor did the Dodgers trainers, to have him play second base tonight because he doesn't feel like he can make the moves laterally that are needed at that position. And I asked him earlier today what exactly the injury is, because Dave Roberts said kind of a sprain, so I was wondering if he even knew what the injury was.
Yeah, like I said, we're not really sure. It was one of those things where I was running off the field in Atlanta, and my foot kind of just gave out, went dead, and it started swelling up. And it was just one of those things where we're not really sure exactly what it is. You know, it's not quite an ankle sprain, but, we got x-rays done, and we had doctors look at it, and we're just not entirely sure. But thankfully, it doesn't seem like it's anything that's too serious. So we're, we're keeping an eye on it, obviously, but last night was good. It felt good being out there. It didn't feel like it was too bad. There's going to be a little bit of a limp for a day or two, but I felt good.
You've shown that you can handle pain, and you play through a lot of pain. Is that going to work in favor of you in this situation, or could it work against you because you're able to play through pain?
Hopefully for me, hopefully it's not working against me. If it's something that's working against me, hopefully I'll be smart enough to shut things down a little bit. But it's one of those things where, sometimes when you have little lower leg injuries like that, it can kind of help you out in your swing sometimes, because it keeps you a little bit softer on your feet, and you're not trying to do too much. You're just, taking more what the pitcher gives you. So sometimes it can be beneficial to you, but like I said, hopefully it's not one of those things where it's hindering me. And hopefully if it is, I'm smart enough to, pull the plug on it.
The good news is, Tim, Dave Roberts said there has been no consideration to pull the plug on it, meaning putting him on the injured list. So Max Muncy will stay active, and he is expected to play in tomorrow's getaway day game at PNC Park, back at first base.
Dave, Austin Barnes, not behind the plate last night, but made a great assist for the Dodgers.
Yeah, he did. How about little Austin Barnes in the right place at the right time on the far end of the Dodger dugout at PNC Park on the first base side there? And he was the one that noticed Key Brian Hayes missing first base on that home run. And he immediately led Bob Guerinot to call down to the video room. So all the credit goes to Austin Barnes, who is a catcher, Tim. And we all know catchers are the smartest guys on the team and very observant. And I know Rick Monday doesn't like to hear that, but I have to give catchers a lot of credit. They're like the offensive linemen on a baseball team. They're usually the most thoughtful and also very observant, because they see the entire field if they're a good defensive catcher. And I actually text Barnes after the game last night, and I sent a little snarky text to him, and he just responded by saying, "Hey, you like that, right?" So every squirrel finds a nut, and Barnes certainly did last night.
David Van Say is live here on Dodgers on Deck, brought to you by Ford California. The future belongs to everyone, and now everyone can drive it with the 2021 Ford Explorer. The future comes standard at your Southern California Ford dealers. Dodgers in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. First pitch will be delayed because of weather in the area. Tyler Anderson, though, will go for the Pirates, Dave, and I'm sure he's not too happy to see Justin Turner tonight.
No, but Justin Turner is very excited to get this game underway. He has had a lot of success against the Pirates pitcher tonight, Turner, in his career against tonight's Pirates starter, Tyler Anderson, according to Elias, is 15 for 31. That's a batting average of .484. There are only two other players in baseball currently playing right now with at least 30 at-bats against a pitcher that have higher batting averages. That's Nolan Arenado against former Dodger Hyunjin Ryu and former Dodger Kike Hernandez against Madison Bumgarner, a .500 batting average. So if you remember that Kike versus Bumgarner matchup, this is very similar to that with Justin Turner against Tyler Anderson tonight.
As for the Dodgers, Dave, Tony Gonsolin making his 2021 debut. He had the shoulder inflammation, spent a lot of time at Camelback Ranch in Arizona building himself up. You mentioned it yesterday, Dave, but it's great to repeat it. This is nice to have that fifth starter finally back for the Dodgers.
Yeah, everybody was asking, Tim, two questions. Why are the Dodgers having so many bullpen games? And number two, is David Price ever going to go back into the Dodgers starting rotation? The answer to the bullpen games is because the Dodgers did not have another starter to plug into that fifth starter part of their rotation after Dustin May went down with Tommy John surgery. Their plan B in that situation while Gonsolin was building up his right shoulder again was Josiah Gray. After his opening day start for AAA Oklahoma City, Gray actually came up with a shoulder impingement in his pitching arm on his right shoulder. So that ruled that part out. So the Dodgers had no other choice than to go to a bullpen game. And the reason why they never plugged David Price in was because they were committed to having Price a relief pitcher the rest of the season. Dave Roberts actually told me during the last homestand that the reason why they decided not to have Price go back and forth from the rotation to the bullpen and back and forth is because of his age. And they feel like it would hurt Price if they were to have him bounce back and forth. So that's the reason why they decided to keep Price in the bullpen and not overextend him by putting him back in the rotation and just have some patience and wait for Gonsolin, who was on his way back, and tonight is that night.
All right, Dave, great stuff. Looking forward to your conversation with Dino Ebel coming up in just a little bit. All right, Dodger fans, I need three contestants because it's time for the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. 866-987-2570. You predict which player and in which inning the most thrilling play will happen tonight. And if you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. Now, all three of our contestants will get tickets to Six Flags Magic Mountain just for playing. 866-987-2570. Dodgers and Pirates from Pittsburgh. Rain delay. First pitch will be pushed back, but don't go anywhere. Keep it right here on Dodgers on Deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
And down he goes. Yeah! Strikeout number 13 for Kershaw.
Don't miss a moment of Dodger coverage.
Right here on your home of the World Series champion Dodgers.
This is Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck.
Dodgers and Pirates, Tony Gonsolin and Tyler Anderson, the pitching matchup. First pitch will be delayed from Pittsburgh as the tarp has been put on the field at PNC Park. They are thinking first pitch will be around 5 p.m. Pacific, but again, the game will be delayed, Dodgers and Pirates. But to find out now who will be in and who will be out of the Dodger lineup.
Gone, a home run.
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from the highest quality ingredients, of course. It's a family tradition, and that's what a hamburger's all about. The Dodgers will have Mookie Betts leading off in right field. Chris Taylor will bat second at second base. Justin Turner, who has owned Tyler Anderson over his career. David Vasse mentioned the numbers. We'll dive deeper coming up in the pitching matchup. Justin Turner, though, will bat third at third base. Albert Pujols will bat cleanup at first base tonight. Cody Bellinger will bat fifth for Dave Roberts' lineup in center field. A.J. Pollock will bat sixth in left field. Will Smith will be doing the catching tonight, batting seventh. Gavin Lux batting eighth at shortstop and batting ninth. Your starting pitcher, fresh off the injured list, making his 2021 debut, number 26, Tony Gonsolin.
This.
Oh, my God.
Are you not entertained?
Is the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game.
The thrill is calling at Six Flags Magic Mountain, now open daily. Your favorite coasters are waiting to thrill you, so reserve your tickets now at sixflags.com. All right, our three contestants ready to go. Dan is first up. Dan, welcome. What is your guess?
I'm going to go with Justin Turner in the third inning.
Justin Turner in the third inning. All right, good luck to you, Dan. Gus is our second contestant. Gus, welcome to you. What's your guess, man?
I'm going to go with Turner in the fourth inning.
Justin Turner in the fourth inning. All right, good luck to you, Gus. James is our third and final contestant. James, welcome to you. What is your guess?
Let's go CT3 in the seventh.
Chris Taylor in the seventh inning. All right, good luck to you, James. Good luck to Gus, and good luck to Dan, our three contestants in the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. When we come back here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check back in with Rick Monday as we lead you up to first pitch. Dodgers and Pirates will be delayed because of rain, but don't go anywhere. I'm Tim Case, the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Pirates, Tony Gonsolin will get the start for the Dodgers, his first of the year. Tyler Anderson, the veteran left-hander, will go for the Pirates. First pitch in Pittsburgh will be delayed because of rain. Still to come, though, we'll get you the keys to the game. Plus, we'll dive deeper into this pitching matchup, game two of this three-game set from PNC Park. But first...
And now, joined by David Massé, here's L.A. Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
Well, Rick, the Dodgers were able to win the first game in Pittsburgh, and it was a big assist from a player that wasn't even playing. Austin Barnes was the eye in the dugout that caught Key Brian Hayes missing first base on what he thought was a home run.
Now, David, are you going to believe me or your lying eyes? Because now you see it, now you don't. It was a home run. It was not a home run. And the Dodgers, you talk about picking it up, although if you look at it, and Dave Roberts, I know in a conference call with you and some other members of the media, was talking about, yeah, Austin Barnes was the one that saw it. It also helps the fact the Dodgers are in the visiting first base dugout in Pittsburgh, and the dugouts are not that far away from first base. So they actually had a very good angle to be able to see the ball. What Hayes wound up doing, he was busy looking at the baseball. Well, the baseball has already been hit. Now you have to be able to touch the bases. He touched second. He touched third. He touched home. But if you don't touch first and you get caught with your hands in the cookie jar, yeah, good luck. And that was a big, big out because that was the second batter of the ball game that Walker Buehler faced. Instead of being down 1-0, Buehler got that out as the Dodgers got the appeal, and he got the ground ball out to end the first inning. So, yeah, now you see it, now you don't.
No offense to you, Rick, being a former outfielder, but I'm not surprised it was a catcher that caught that.
Well, especially a catcher that was not in the ballgame, since you want to go ahead and have dueling swords here and go outfielders versus catchers and the guy's not in the ballgame. You know, here's the thing that kind of irritated some people in Pittsburgh is that Derek Shelton, the Pittsburgh Pirate manager, you know, he's talking about it. He was asked about it. He says, look, one of those things, he said, Hayes thought that he caught the back corner of the bag. He didn't. But even if you think you miss it, you have to go back and touch the bag. You have the availability to do that without being thrown out by any outfielder at that particular point. But what irritated people was the fact that the Pirates did not make Hayes available to reporters following the ball game. And with Hayes, it was more than just missing first base on what should have been a home run. He was also thrown out at second base, which took the Pirates out of another situation where they could have possibly scored yet another run. So for Charlie Hayes, the dad, I would imagine he called the son and said, we need to have a talk here, young man. I doubt if he misses a base again when he hits the ball out of the ballpark.
Rick, you always talk about that as well. That's the difference between winning and losing games and winning and losing teams.
Oh, it is. And how about the fact that Hayes was not the only one that had difficulty with bases yesterday and hitting the ball out of the ballpark? Because for the Royals, their minor leaguer, Bobby Witt Jr., their club's top prospect, was called out after the umpire ruled that he missed home plate, finishing up a home run in the Double-A Northwest Arkansas. So, I mean, one guy misses first base, another guy misses home plate, and you were telling me is that Bobby Witt Jr. was had a little bit of mustard on him because he was being a hot dog, and that's the reason he missed home plate.
Yeah, he even admitted. He said he was trying to do his two-step slide when he was coming home to touch home plate like an NFL player, Rick. Deion Sanders type of step.
I subscribe to the other theory. Act like you've done it before, and you're not trying to make a social statement. It's a baseball game, and if you want to let down your teammates because you want to be able to grab the bright lights, then at least be able to answer the call and come out and talk about it after the ball game. So there's some people that, Brian Hayes, first of all, is a very good player. And my understanding is he's also a very nice young man. It was a big learning situation for him last night, and I would imagine it humbled him a great deal. Just hope that he gets hot right after the Dodgers leave Pittsburgh tomorrow after that day game.
No doubt. The Dodgers looking for their second win in a row there at PNC Park. We'll check in with you a little bit later in the show, Rick, and obviously you and Tim will be on the call tonight.
Hey, David, don't miss first, second, third, or home.
I'll try not to, Rick. We're brought to you by California Community Colleges. Learn the latest career skills and earn credit for what you already know with online and in-person classes. Financial aid is available, so you can enroll now for the fall semester at stayenrolled.com. Not sure if they're teaching running the bases, but you never know. You can get 3 credits for that.
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Still to come here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. We'll preview tonight's pitching matchup. Rick and Tim will have the keys to the game. But up next, we go high and tight with Dodger third base coach Dino Ebel. It's the Dodgers and Pirates from Pittsburgh. The rain is starting to come down. The tarp is on the field at PNC Park. But this game will get in, will be delayed. We'll lead you up to it. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading up to Dodgers and Pirates, Morongo Casino. Dodgers on Deck continues. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Tony Gonsolin making his 2021 debut after an injury to start the season. Left-hander Tyler Anderson, formerly of the Rockies, now in his first season with the Pirates. He will go for Pittsburgh. There will be a delay to this game. Supposed to start at 4:05 Pacific at PNC Park, but their tarp is on the field and the rain is falling, but they expect it to pass through pretty quickly. Hope to get the first pitch right around 5 o'clock Pacific. Time now to go high and tight, though, with David Vasse.
David Vasse.
And now, what will likely be Vasse fielding insults from a Dodger player.
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
The Dodgers and Pirates getting set for game 2 of this 3-game series, and we're joined right now by the best third base coach in all of baseball. He is live at PNC Park. Dino Ebel joins us from Pittsburgh. Dino, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it.
Always, Dave. Thanks for having me on. Love talking baseball with you.
Dino, I know you love heads-up players, and last night we found out that you can be still involved in the game even if you're not playing, and that's exactly what happened when Austin Barnes spotted Key Brian Hayes missing first base on what appeared to be a home run. When you got back to the dugout, or when you were in the dugout, can you describe what took place when Barnes spotted that?
Absolutely. You know, we're all watching the ball down the line, and, the ball gets out, and all of a sudden I see Mookie turn around and, you know, from my perspective, throwing the ball to second base, and, you know, Hayes is now starting to think maybe this ball didn't get out, and all of a sudden we hear he didn't touch first base, and it was Barnes going over to, you know, our bench coach Bob Guerin, and Bob Guerin gets on the video replay phone and calls up Chopper, and Chopper said absolutely challenged the call, he missed first base. So again, you got guys on the bench who are not playing, paying attention, and Barnesy last night came screaming down there. He didn't touch first base. Really, really positive. Like, he knew he missed it. And absolutely, he was right, 100%. So it was really great on Barnesy, Barnesy looking at the footwork at first base. So it was good.
Dino, I guess it shouldn't be surprising that it was Austin Barnes that spotted that, because catchers always seem to be the smartest guys on the team.
Absolutely. And, you know what? That's the beauty of the game. Like, the guys, you know, back in the day when players weren't starting that day, they would watch coaches give signs, and players would, you know, watch things with catchers, and, you know, if they can pick up pitches and stuff like that. So here's a catcher sitting on the bench, and Barnesy is, as heads up as he is, you know, his eyes went to first base to make sure the guy touched the bag. And sure enough, he did. And so it was great on Barnsley's part, and we, you know, it saved us a run there.
Dino Ebel, Dodgers third base coach, is joining us from PNC Park. And today the Dodgers have Albert Pujols back in the starting lineup. Albert has hit four home runs and driven in 12 RBIs for the Dodgers since joining them. And Dino and Albert were together in Anaheim for a period of time. Can you describe this Albert compared to that Albert, Dino, and just how much joy he's having playing baseball again?
Well, you just said it. The joy, you know, the look on his face coming into the clubhouse every day, and he's in early. You know, he didn't get the nickname the machine for no reason. This guy's got a great routine. I saw it in Anaheim. The look that he has now was like the first few years that he, you know, put that Angel uniform on. But he's coming to the park right now. Every time he steps on the field, he's got a chance to win. He's helping tremendously in the clubhouse, on the bench, especially just the knowledge of the game and, you know, his status in the game. I could see it just really rubbing off on the guys. And great look on his face, David. This guy's smiling. He's happy. He fits right in with these guys in the clubhouse, on the bench. And so I'm really happy for him. Getting a chance to come over, putting on the Dodger uniform, and, you know, getting off to a good start, hitting some home runs. He was actually robbed. He might have had five in Frisco. I think it was Talkman who saved the home run over the fence. But he's been a big asset to this club, especially coming off the bench. His presence off left-handed pitchers, him getting in the box is always a threat. And here's a guy who knows how to drive in runs. So, perfect fit for us.
Dino, why do you believe he's been able to fit in so quickly, even with his resume? This is a new team. The season had started. There's no spring training to get used to each other. Why has it worked so quickly?
I think it's just, you know, the culture that we have in the clubhouse, the veteran players we have with Betts and Kershaw and Turner and the rest of the crew that just welcomed him in open arms and really started to talk to him about how things are here, and he just fits right in. I mean, it's the thing I really like about, even with the veteran guys and a lot of the younger players, especially in between innings, his knowledge, they're picking his brain. This guy's done it all. So to have a guy like that in your dugout, and then, you know, you said it, he's got a chance to play. He's driven in some big runs. He's hitting the ball good, playing good defense when he gets out there at first base. So, really, it's the look on his face that I enjoy again, seeing him when he puts that uniform on and comes out to work. So, again, he's minutes away right now, hitting extra on the field and taking some ground balls. And this guy's been working hard. He feels good. He's healthy. So we're getting to see a good, healthy Albert Pujols.
Yeah, it's been fun to watch him smile, and when he does some good things in Dodger blue, that's for sure. Dino, thanks a lot for the time and the insight, and continued success with the team. You're the best when it comes to coaching third base, so the Dodgers are fortunate to have you.
Thank you so much, David. Love talking to you.
There he goes, Tim. Dino Ebel, and he receives a gift from Travis Matthew. Every Travis Matthew product is created with attention to detail, designed to deliver the perfect fit and a soft, lightweight feel. Check out TravisMatthew.com today to find new styles you'll love. Tim, we'll send it back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Aria. Rooms and suites beyond compare. A dining destination that thrills and the best entertainment steps away. That's how we Vegas. Book at Aria.com. Still to come, Tim and Rick will get you the keys to the game. But up next, we're going to dive deeper into this pitching matchup. Dodgers and Pirates. The game will not start at 4:05 as scheduled. It will be pushed back, looking at maybe around 5 o'clock first pitch, maybe a little sooner than that as the tarp is on the field. The rain is coming down, but is starting to come down a little lighter as we speak. They expect it to blow through there in Pittsburgh. We will get baseball. Dodgers and Pirates, game two of this three-game set. I'm Tim Cates, the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers in Pittsburgh to take on the Pirates. They won the series opener last night 5-3 behind Walker Buehler's 7 shutout innings. First pitch scheduled for 4:05 Pacific, but the tarp is on the field. Rain is moving through the area there. They expect it to blow through pretty quickly, sometime in the next 45 minutes or so, and get the tarp off the field. Scheduled first pitch around 5.
Hung on and missed strike 3. Yeah!
And now, before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchup.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers. Head to Toyota's We Make It Easy sales event, where you'll find great ways to save on a new Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com or see your dealer for all offers. Tony Gonsolin, the Catman, making his 2021 debut. The 27-year-old right-hander started the season the first 2 months on the injured list with a shoulder inflammation. Last year, Tony Gonsolin was really good during the regular season and the postseason, giving him some quality starts. 2-2 during the regular season with a 2.31 ERA, 9 games, 8 starts last regular season. Made 3 appearances in AAA Oklahoma City leading up to tonight's start. As part of his rehab, he had 9 strikeouts over 10 1/3 innings. He is built up to pitch tonight about 5 innings or 75 pitches, somewhere in that range. This will be his first time facing the Pittsburgh Pirates. And earlier, manager Dave Roberts talked about Tony Gonsolin's mindset going into his first start here in 2021.
He's pretty kind of mild-mannered, just relaxed, ready to make a start. I think probably if it was his major league debut, something like that. But since he's been around, obviously pitched in big games for us, I just felt the need to just didn't feel the need to kind of have that conversation, but saw him and he's got a good look in his eye.
And in the spring, you had shared with us that you were thrilled about his growth this season and expected him to have a really special year. Obviously, coming back now from injury, how much have you just seen him develop this season and kind of where do you see him at now?
I think as far as the mindset, the mentality, really good. There's nothing really new for him. Obviously, we haven't had the body of work that we had hoped for up to this point in time. Just good to get him back healthy. And I think that for all young pitchers and players in general, at times the game speeds up. But I do think that he's got a good pulse and just pitching in big ball games. I do think that performance and that experience will show not only tonight, but going forward this year.
And then Tony Gonsolin gets the start for the Dodgers. He'll face Tyler Anderson, the 31-year-old left-hander, who is 3-5 with a 4.67 ERA in his 6th season in the big leagues. His first with the Pirates. He spent 5 seasons with the Colorado Rockies, making his 12th start here this season. Last time out, he went 5 1/3 innings, giving up 3 runs on 5 hits while striking out 4. That was in a no decision against the Marlins. Against the Dodgers, he's 3-6 with a 4.69 ERA in 14 career starts. David Vasse mentioned it earlier. One guy anxious to get in the batter's box, Justin Turner, who's hitting .484 with a home run and 6 ribbies in 31 plate appearances against Tyler Anderson. Dodgers and Pirates. We'll check in with Rick and Charlie and Tim Neverett next with the keys to the game. I'm Tim Case with the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Pirates from Pittsburgh, rain delay. Game will not start as scheduled at 4:05 Pacific. More on that coming up as David Vasse will handle all your rain delay festivities. They're hoping for a first pitch around 5 o'clock. When they do, Tyler Anderson and Tony Gonsolin, the pitching matchup. Right now, though, let's head back out to the booth and check in with Tim and Rick, guys.
Tim, thank you very much. Tony Gonsolin makes his 2021 debut. He will oppose left-hander Tyler Anderson. Anderson 3-5 tonight with a 4.67 earned run average. For Gonsolin, the key for him may be having the effective split change. His splitter has been an effective pitch for him. However, the Pirates actually have a pretty decent time against off-speed pitches, which might mean his slider might have to be his most effective pitch.
I think, too, pitching against a rather young ball club, and the Pirates obviously pop up in that conversation right there. I think that they're going to be really kind of on their toes to understand is, hey, look, if you're looking for the off-speed pitch, are you going to have that fastball just kind of zipped by you? And for Gonsolin, I've read some of his comments. He's looking forward to tonight. He said, hey, look, what I need to do, first of all, is to challenge hitters and get strike one as early as he can. He's excited and hopefully just takes a deep breath before he makes the first pitch and realize, okay, fine. Went on the injured list on the 1st of April. His shoulder is fine and he's back in the starting rotation.
In order for Gonsolin to get back in the starting rotation, the Dodgers had to make some roster moves today. They placed left-handed reliever Scott Alexander on the 60-day IL to make room, and Yoshi Tsutsugo is now on the IL with a right calf strain, and that opened up the spot for Gonsolin. So the Dodgers had to make some moves just to get Gonsolin back on the mound tonight.
Yeah, the Dodgers, from a hitting standpoint, Tyler Anderson, they know the lefty on top of it, but he's lost three of the last four decisions. The other thing, too, he's given up seven home runs over those last four starts that he's made.
Dodgers 35-25, 10 games above 500, 2.5 behind the division-leading Giants. The Pirates 23-36 in last place in the National League Central Division. Tim?
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Dodgers and Pirates, again, first pitch will be delayed as we are on standby right now, waiting for this cell of bad weather to blow through Pittsburgh around PNC Park. The tarp is still on the field, but the good news is it is a fast-moving storm, according to the radars that we are checking out right now, and this game will get underway sometime soon. Keep it right here as we lead you up to first pitch. Dodgers and Pirates from PNC Park in Pittsburgh. I'm Tim Cates. This has been Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.